There were two boys who grew up on the same street in the same town, best of buddies most of their whole life. When they got to be about 16 years old, they got what every young boy dreams about. They got their driver's license. Then they thought to themselves that they also needed a car to go with that driver's license. And so they began looking around for an inexpensive car to buy together so that they would have a car. Shortly after they made this plan together, they noticed that one of their neighbors down the street, an elderly gentleman, had rolled out a car onto the side of the street with a for sale sign in it. They thought to themselves, this must be God's providence. And so they went down and knocked on the door of their neighbor, and he came out and they explained the situation, and he told them how much the car cost. And of course, they didn't have that much money. But the old man said to them, knowing what 16-year-old boys think about, said, I'll tell you what, I will hold on to the car for you for 1 year. And at that end of the year, you can buy it from me. And if you don't have the money or you don't want to, just let me know and I will once again put it on the street with the for sale sign on it. So the boys sat down together and they made a plan. How are they going to get enough money to get this car? So they came up with the idea of making a jar and setting it in one of their garages where they always met to do all the stuff that boys do. And whenever they had any extra change in their pocket or had earned a few extra dollars doing a chore or task for someone, they would take that money and they would drop it in the jar. And for the first month, this went great. They were excited, they were focused, they knew exactly what they wanted. Sometime during the second month, well, one of the boys asked the girl to go to a movie with him and didn't have enough money for the tickets, the popcorn and soda, and of course, maybe the milkshake and hamburger afterwards. That shows my age, right? So he sat there and said, well, I've been putting all this money in the car, and I'm sure if I just take out some, no one is going to miss it. It won't make that big of a deal. So he did it. His friend had a big football game that month. And the whole team was going to buy these special socks. Well, they cost a lot of money. So he looked inside his wallet and he said, well, I just barely have enough. So, well, this week I won't contribute anything to that jar. But just this one time. Well, that one time for each one of them, whether not putting fully to the cause that they had promised themselves or taking from it, began to be a habit throughout the rest of the year. Both thinking in their minds all the time that, well, just a little bit. And so towards the end of the year, were starting to get excited because in their mind, they kind of calculated how much money they had dropped in there. And so they thought, maybe we're close. And so they got the jar, dumped it out, and it was a lot of nickels, dimes, pennies, quarters, but not many $5 bills or $20 bills or $1 bills even. And they both looked each other confusingly, going like, how could this be? Got into a huge fight. And there the friendship ended. And tonight in our gospel, when we hear Jesus' teaching on divorce and God's plan for us, we're reminded that breakages of relationship, when a relationship becomes hurt and ultimately broken, and maybe even unfixable, it isn't one big event, but it's usually all the small broken promises, the small acts of taking rather than giving, of holding back rather than pouring out, that begin to corrode and destroy the promise that we make to God and to one another. Because God's plan, as we hear in the first reading and in Jesus' words, is that we are made one with God, but also made one with one another. I mean, St. Paul says it best, right? We are the body of Christ. We are all members of the body of Christ. And when one of those members is hurt, all of us are hurting. When one of those members is in trouble, all of us are in trouble. And are we willing to pour out our generosity, our love, our mercy, our blessing upon the hurt and the suffering in the body of Christ, which we're all part of, in which we all at times need that healing, that grace, that mercy? Because when we enter into this relationship of love with God, we choose to give who we are. Not just part of us, but all of us. And in marriage, that is the same thing. And in each relationship that we have, it becomes the same thing. Different. Certainly it is not a sacramental marriage relationship that we have, but it becomes a pouring out of who we are for the other. Even if it's something as simple as choosing to buy a car with a friend. Because ultimately in that story, the car becomes the goal of life. And what is our goal of life? If anybody thought of anything other than heaven, you're wrong. Our goal is heaven. That's where we all want to go. What we do in between the here and now, well, you know, that's life. But our goal is heaven. And we only get to heaven when we bring others with us. We only get to heaven when we choose to enter into the goal with another in a loving relationship. Certainly the one other is God, is Jesus. But it is also with our brothers and sisters, our husbands and wives, our sons and daughters. Because as the story represents tonight, divorce doesn't just happen. And certainly broken relationship isn't just between husbands and wives. But rather it is between human beings. And that healing of that brokenness only occurs when we turn ourselves in love to God and allow His healing, His light, His blessing, His generosity to flow through us, no matter what broken relationship it is. Because we can look around us in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, and we can confront many brokennesses, many hurts. It's always a reminder to us how many of our friends and family members do not come to worship with us in brokenness and in suffering. And that's where, once again, we go to that generosity of love that God offers to each one of us, that mercy that God offers to each one of us, that blessing that God, that healing that God, all of those graces that God desires to pour upon us. And all we have to do is open our hearts to receive them. But we do so when we recognize God's generosity and share that generosity of our time, talent, and treasure. When we recognize God's mercy and share that mercy in our time, talent, and treasure. When we recognize God's love and choose to do those small acts, those small blessings, those small truths that show forth God's love rather than withholding them, withdrawing them, taking rather than giving. So tonight, we remind ourselves of that as we come to this altar where we bring ourselves in our brokenness. And Jesus says, I will heal you. Yes, we are not worthy to enter under this roof. But Jesus allows us to be healed, to be transformed as we receive and as we give our lives to him. So let us remind ourselves of that. Keep our eyes on that goal of heaven and choose to act as the child in love and mercy, allowing Jesus to embrace us, to bless us, to place his hands of healing upon us.